Well, let's bring in the man that we talk to every Monday to analyze what the Eagles did or did not do on the Sunday game. The great Ron Jaworski joins us. Ron is brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best. Mr. Jaworski, you've had a chance to review. What happened yesterday?
Well, Michael, a lot of things. You know, number one, it certainly was a disappointing performance by the Eagles' defensive secondary. And as you know, I've touted this group all preseason and for last week's Atlanta game as arguably one of the best secondaries in the NFL. They didn't play that way yesterday. There were mental errors. There were missed tackles. You know, I always say a good defense works in harmony. Defensive line, linebackers, and secondary working in harmony. When I looked at alignments, there were some missed alignments. They were not understanding what the coverage was. And it's surprising that a defense, a Jim Schwartz defense, a veteran defense, made the number of, I would call them, mental mistakes that were made in that game. Offensively, I thought the Eagles moved the ball. I thought they would run the ball better against that Tampa defense. Nick, I think, had a rock-solid game like you expect out of Nick Foles. But they ran into a hot quarterback. And, you know, we spoke last week about Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's a streaky guy. He's a veteran NFL quarterback. You know, he's played 14 years in this league with seven different teams. He has a lot of experience, 28,000 passing yards. So he's in that zone right now. He got hot against the Warriors, and he stayed hot against the Eagles.
Charles, let's talk about you brought up Foles. So let's talk about their offensive attack, and I want to bring you back to the defense and Jalen Mills and all that. But they didn't throw the ball down the field at all, and they normally don't with Nick Foles. He did, like, they couldn't get any chunk yards at all once they got behind. But there's a serious lack of weapons right now that they have. There are two guys that they target all the time, and that's Ertz and Aguilar. Are they in trouble talent-wise here?
Well, I'm a firm believer, and I think we saw a lot of it, you know, historically with the Eagle team when they do get the deep ball going. And, you know, it was ironic. It was Deshaun Jackson, that the guy that was, you know, exploiting the Eagle secondary, and he wasn't a former Eagle, that lifted the top off the defense. And, you know, we could talk about that football jargon all we want, but it's true. When you got a guy, may not even catch a lot of balls, but people are respecting a deep speed. And this Eagle team right now, you know, Nelson is a guy, when he gets going, he has really good speed, but he has to get going. But there's not a guy on this offense right now that is going to open up things underneath. And, you know, obviously when you have a guy like Ertz, you give him more space to move, he's going to light up a defense. But there really is not that guy that's going to scare the guys in the secondary, particularly the safeties.
That said, would you have been interested in Josh Gordon today?
Oh, I absolutely would have been interested. I would be surprised the Eagles were not. I'm not sure what their position is. I think, you know, Josh Gordon is a tremendous player. Are you willing to take the risk? You know, there's an inherent risk if you bring in a Josh Gordon that, you know, he could be with you 1 week or he could be with you 3 or 4 years. And if you're willing to take that risk, if you believe in your locker room, which is, I think, why Belichick, you know, brought in a Randy Moss a few years ago, and now he brings in a Josh Gordon, he believes his players can control Josh Gordon. I'm sure that was a conversation that Howie had with Joe Douglas and Doug, that, you know, if we bring this guy in, you know, can our locker room control him? So that, on the field, no one's going to question Josh Gordon's ability. It's, you know, the guy may do something stupid and you lose him.
Well, I got that, but I guess my question is, was he worth a fifth-round pick to you?
Yes.
He was. Okay. Now, there's another guy out there named Dez Bryant. Are you that bereft of weapons that you would consider him?
No. Yeah, you know, I studied him this offseason, and he lacked the ability to make plays last year. So what's going to change that? He couldn't get separation. He's not an explosive receiver. And when you look at tape and look where coverage is lean and slant, he wasn't a guy that commanded any double teams. Literally, he was the guy getting single coverage in that Dallas offense, because people saw the same tape, the same games that we all look at, and he wasn't the threat that he once was.
All right, let's talk about now the big news. The quarterback is back, and he's going to play against the Colts. In light of what we just talked about, you know this kid's mindset. He's going to try to make plays. If plays don't exist naturally, he's going to try to make plays. What should be our position as fans looking at Carson Wentz coming back here?
Probably look at some Peyton Manning tape.
Wait, you know that's not going to happen.
I agree with you. You ask me what I would do. I say, show some Peyton Manning tape where he's in the pocket ready to get crunched and he goes down. He gets out of the pocket ready to get hit. He slides down. I want to be Carson. I want Carson Wentz to be here for 10 years. I think he is a phenomenal, phenomenal talent. Hey, it's going to be hard. I'm chuckling as I'm saying that because the kid's such a fierce competitor. You know, he does not want to give up on a play. And, you know, he has shown that he can make that play. But, you know, in this game, you know, we heard the statement all the time. It's not always about ability. It's about availability. And I want to see Carson, you know, finish the season, go into the playoffs, and be healthy when that happens.
Well, Peterson said today he's not going to coach scared with Carson. What does that mean? He's going to let him slide out of the pocket. He's going to let him drift, make that throw, you know, on the run, and then get clipped by somebody?
Well, I don't think, you know, Doug will do anything crazy with Carson. I think he'll be very judicious with him. But Carson has the mindset that he can make every play work. And then that's a fabric that I love about him. But I also want him to be there every single week. And in today's NFL, you know, eventually you're not going to finish the season if you're running downfield, running outside the pocket. He's got to learn to protect himself.
All right, back to the defense. There are a lot of people who like to pick on Jalen Mills. He didn't play that well against Atlanta. He played okay and gets beat on the first play. First of all, how does that first play happen? Secondly, what do you think of Jalen Mills, and why is Sidney Jones not closer to playing?
Well, I don't know why Sidney Jones is not closer to playing. I think he's a very good defender as that third defensive back and some of their nickel and their dime packages, and I think he's played very well. I think Jalen Mills is also a very good cornerback. He's a playmaking guy. You know, that first play was not his fault. He was playing outside technique, giving Deshaun that inside. He's got to get safety help from somewhere. It's a play the Buccaneers have used at the end of last year and earlier this year with Ryan Fitzpatrick. They run that hard play action. They try to get the linebackers to get nosy and bite up and create a void behind that. And normally, you know, guys are running dig routes, those 18 to 20-yard in routes. And I think on that play, Malcolm guessed that he was going to run the in. And with Jalen on the outside, it was green grass to the goal line. It was just, I think, a mental mistake in the secondary.
All right, so you're okay with Jalen Mills. He seems to be the punching bag of everybody.
Well, hey, you know what? Here, late in the game, the Eagles start to bring some pressure. You're going to get single coverage on the outside. That's when you're going to really be tested. When you get those third down plays and they're running O cuts where you just got to, you know, those outside cuts, you just got to shut them down. You know, he's made a lot of those plays in the past. He hasn't made them, say, yesterday, but he's a very competitive guy. I don't really worry about Jalen Mills.
All right, the last question. A couple things that really concern me are these knick-knack injuries from older dudes, and one of them is Peters. You know, he gets, like, it seems like every game now, he gets a bang up here, and Vitae's got to come in, which ruins your continuity. And he also, the Jay Ajayi thing, and you've seen it, what happened to running backs in this league, where they just don't have what they had, and every other play, it's a bang up. Concerning?
Yes, and in fact, if you ask me, the one thing that has concerned me through the first two regular season games, because you can't even evaluate the preseason anymore, is the rhythm. And you have to develop a rhythm. I know it's only two games, but we've seen this team last season in the playoffs, a Super Bowl run, hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy. We all saw when this team had a rhythm going, when players were on the field, there was consistency. And right now, this team is lacking that rhythm. Hey, they can easily find it when guys start getting healthy and playing together and Carson's back and, you know, all the units are in place. But right now, there's just not a rhythm to this offense where you feel like, okay, you've got the defense really on their heels. Where defensively, you were at the offense, hey, you're going to work together. You're going to shut an offense down. If they're not at that point right now. And I think it's a work in progress.
All right. Carson's back. He's got the white hat on a team as a work in progress. I don't know how I feel about this.
Wait, Mike, we got a little working capital right now. You know, let's not panic so early. This is still a very good football team. This team's going to win 11, 12 games this year, and you want to go in the playoffs healthy and make that Super Bowl run. And there's no need to panic.
All right. Sounds good. Ron, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mike.
There he is, Ron Jaworski, brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best.